This is WLRN News. I'm Peter Hayden. On the same spring day, Chinese President Xi Jinping dined with President Trump at his Mar-a-Lago estate. A dozen fifth graders were also preparing to dine, 6 miles to the south. Not for lunch, for art class at South Grade Elementary in Lake Worth.
We know that dogs eat, cows eat, pigs eat, but people dine.
The art teacher, Rebecca Henson, is introducing them to the next art form they'll be studying, the art of table manners. She says this is essential for her students to level the playing field. It's kind of like etiquette boot camp. Once a week for the next 7 weeks, Ms. Henson puts them through the paces. Posture.
Sit up straight. Your dress isn't going to look good if you're slumped over like gold humpback.
Proper technique.
Cut and eat.
And soup tactics.
Are we going to ladle towards ourselves or away from
ourselves? And the kids, they're into it. Especially 11-year-old Keontae Slaughterbeck.
You stab the meat, use the knife to cut that part, then all you have to do is twist your wrist, and that will be an easy way to get it to your mouth instead of going like the usual way.
When do you think in life you'll use these things?
If we ever go to a prom and we take our girl to a fancy restaurant, like we use the resting position if we need to go get something from the car.
I had no idea what resting position was. You take your fork and knife and you cross them on your plate. Fork tines down, knife blade in. That's how the server knows not to take your plate away.
I want you to show me the resting position for steak right now.
Ms. Henson started teaching formal etiquette to her fifth graders at South Grade about 12 years ago. She'd read a newspaper article about etiquette classes for students in the affluent town of Palm Beach, just across the bridge.
There's high society all around us in this county, and there's great disparity between the haves and the have-nots.
Palm Beach County is home to many of the richest and poorest communities in Florida. The wealth gap is more like a chasm. Last school year, more than 99% of students at South Grade Elementary qualified for free or reduced lunch.
Well, I know in my heart, my students are just as good as anybody. But I want to teach them these life skills so that when people are dishing out their judgments, they can't put them down because they don't know what to do at the table.
And Henson has a lot of support.
I think it's very important.
Jackie Robledo's daughter, Addie, is in Miss Henson's etiquette class.
She's like, oh my God, Mom, you should have taught me this. It's embarrassing. What am I going to do? I'm like, I don't barely go to those high top restaurants, so that's why I don't know.
They may never get the chance ever again to learn this.
Kim McChesney's daughter, Paige, is also in the class. McChesney thinks the etiquette skills will be key in the future when students compete for internships, scholarships, and job offers.
They can go back later down the road and say they learned it from Rebecca Henson in art class in fifth grade.
The culmination of the etiquette instruction is the high tea. Ms. Henson brings in her own stemware and silver to set the long white table in the middle of her multicolor art classroom. Students pass three-tiered trays of sandwiches, fruit, and cream puffs.
I like cream puffs.
Keontae is the first to give a toast.
I'd like to make a toast to Ms. Henson for teaching us all these table manners. Guess that's it.
Yeah!
For the fifth graders, it marks the end of elementary school. A chance to say goodbye to teachers and friends in grand fashion. They're joined by honored guests. The school's brand new principal, Palm Beach County Sheriff's deputies, and since many of the kids are from Guatemalan families, the head of the new Guatemalan consulate in Lake Worth is here, Mario René Azmitia.
Son elementos que a uno...
These skills will serve the students greatly in life, Azmitia says. If you know how to dine gracefully, this says a lot about you. He tells the students he learned the importance of etiquette in diplomacy school.
Diplomático.
Fifth grader Tasha Joseph stands with a raised glass.
I'd like to give a toast for my awesome class. We've had so many fun memories, like we're brothers and sisters. Mm-hmm. I'd like to thank the Guatemalan ambassador for being here and everybody for being here today. Thank you.
Here, here.
And if anyone thinks it's not Ms. Henson's place to teach etiquette.
I'm an art teacher. I'm all about beauty. And when you sit down on a long table with white linens and shimmering silver and gleaming white porcelain, and beautiful food and lovely children with fine manners. I'm sorry, that's part of my job. I'm in the beauty business. This is beautiful.
I'm Peter Hayden in Lake Worth. This is WLRN News.